Good morning, everybody, and thank you for joining me on another episode of The One Take Stoke. As always, I'm your host, Megan Johnson. Alrighty, nothing I can think to keep you all abreast of, so let's get on to the quote. Today is a pretty simple quote, and I'm not sure if I've gone over this before, but I might have. Regardless, let's do it. It is a Seneca quote. Is, it's not matter what you bear, but how you bear it. Again, it does not matter what you bear, but how you bear it. Sorry for the dramatic pause there, that was on accident, not on purpose. Anyways, the goal is, I really like this quote. I think the main reason I like this quote is because it really sheds some light on but how you deal with them. Because how you deal with them is the one thing you can truly control. There are very few things in life that we can control. And our actions and reactions to things are one of the few things we can. So it doesn't matter if you have the weight of the world on your shoulders. Many of us believe that we do sometimes. And sometimes it's self-inflicted because we don't feel like we can share our burden with others. And it doesn't matter what you're personally bearing, but how you're acting about what you're bearing. Because I'm willing to take a gamble here, but I'm pretty sure most of us have at least a few people we can rely on, a few people we can trust in our lives. And if we feel like we are carrying the weight of the world on our shoulders, there's no reason for that. We're not Atlas. And at least my goal when I feel like I'm doing that, is to talk to someone, to talk to my wife, to help her, to let her help me figure it out, realize that I'm not carrying the world on my shoulders, that I can let go of things sometimes, and that if I perceive things slightly differently, it can make a lot of things better, so we are less stressed out. Same thing goes with her. If I notice that she's doing it, I'll talk to her, and I'll allow her to also talk to me if she feels like she needs to talk to me if I don't notice it. But this is why it's not about what you have, but how you deal with it. That's why. And I don't know, I think this one's pretty short and sweet. Because it's simple. You know, it's a lot of us internalize things from what I've noticed in talking to people. And when it comes to something difficult, oftentimes when we bear the pressure of it, sometimes it gets to us. And sometimes it leads to other habits in our lives not necessarily being the best if we allow it to be. And that's the main goal here, is if you're dealing with something stressful, like, I don't know, losing a job or missing out on a promotion, getting into a car accident, one of the things that happens way too often sometimes, or one of the other multitude of things we deal with on a daily basis. What happens when the bad stuff happens to us, it really, really, really bites. But the only thing we can control is our reactions to those things. And the main thing is not what we're bearing, but what we do about what we're bearing, what we're dealing with. That is the measure of a person. That is what I strive to make sure I do the best. And that's why I practice stoicism on a daily basis. Just think about that today, guys, ladies, gentlemen, what have you. Think about that. What is bothering you today? What are you bearing? What weight is on your shoulders weighing you down? Think about it. Take a moment. See how that weight, see what you're bearing, see how it's affecting you. It might take a moment of introspection to where you actually have to turn off the radio, turn off distractions, and just think about it for a second, but do it. It might be difficult, but give it a try. Is what you're dealing with something you can fix? Is it something out of your control? Did you end up with this thing that's bothering you because of your actions? Because of your actions? Is it something completely different? Is it having to do with someone that you love? Figure out what's bothering you, why it's bothering you, and address the root. Once you do that, hopefully the weight will be lifted, at least by a little bit. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I think that's all I've got for y'all today. Before closing, I do want to remind you again of the quote. It is a Seneca quote. It does not matter what you bear, but how you bear it. Remember that. We're all going through things. We're all dealing with difficulties. It doesn't matter what you have on your shoulders, but it matters how you bear it. How that affects your lives and others. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining me in another episode of What Takes Stoic. As always, I've been your host, Megan Johnson. If you'd like to connect with me on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook, you can do so on all of those platforms at Thriving on Fat. If you'd like to check out the show notes for this or any of the other episodes, you can do so at thrivingonfat.com/stoic. If you'd like what you've heard, please rate, review, and subscribe on your podcast catcher of choice. And I think that is everything. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I will talk to you mañana.